Yeah.
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 Woo.
Yeah. Yeah, let's be.
KK, you're listening to Talking with Rod. Only here on PBS.
Woo.
Radio TV.
Hello, welcome everybody to another great show. We're talking with Ron. We're so excited to have you here. We're so glad y'all are here. Listen, we are super, super excited. I guess I'm going to let the music play a little bit. It's a celebration. It's a wonderful celebration. We got a great, impacted show today. And not only that, the things before the show. Like, I cannot tell you guys what we have encountered today. The week started off a little bumpy, slow for me, you know, that's nothing. We still keep going. It started off a little slow, you know, but the devil always working when you're doing something good or when you got good things going on. The devil's always trying to find a way to hit you, take you out. But listen, we have this beautiful, beautiful renaissance here. I have spoken to some of the people downstairs. A great welcome for the staff here at the Renaissance. I want to send a big shout out to my guy running the hotel, Arthur. Man, I appreciate everything you've done for us. I appreciate the warm welcome, all of that. You know, some people, well, are you here? Yeah, we are here. We are here, and we got that beautiful welcome from the Renaissance, man. Beautiful hotel, as you can see. I mean, the whole hotel is just beautiful. The staff is great. Gave us great warm welcome. The security from everybody down, they've given us a great welcome here. And like I said, the week started off a little rocky. It normally doesn't start that way for me, but it started off this week and it was fine. Listen, it's fine. Things happen. Things come up. But you can't stop the movement. You can't stop the train. And I was speaking prior to coming on. I was speaking on the show online, and I was speaking to a lot of you guys. Y'all asked me to do this because I had stopped. I came back. I'm back. I'm talking. I cannot tell you guys what a great, warm welcome back, and it warmed my heart. I love the questions. Listen, some of y'all thought I was getting mad. I love the questions. I appreciate the questions because I know one thing about it. You guys got my back. I got y'all back, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the love, the amazing amount of love online. You have to. Listen, y'all got to be online. And I felt so much of love. Just like I said before I ended the live, I said I'm going to give away 5 Talking with Ron Visa VIP cards, $100 each. So after the show, we're going to go back on live for a little while, just a little while, you know, because we got some people downstairs who want to talk. So we're gonna go back on just a little while, and we're going to give those Visa cards away. The Talking with Ron show, the Visa cards, the VIP, man, you know, where you can spend it anywhere. You can even spend it at a beautiful hotel like this. Again, I really want to thank Arthur, the manager of the hotel, welcome us, laying out the red carpet. Man, I cannot say enough about the place, period. The rooms, everything has done a great job, and we appreciate that. But the celebration, while I was playing the celebration music, I guess some of my online people already know. They already know. But listen, y'all, I said this was just a start for me, and we wanted to do this, and we thought we could do it. It was just an idea. Y'all have brought this thing full circle. 3 million viewers, listeners online, everywhere. Look, I cannot say from the bottom of my heart, I cannot say thank you guys so much. And I appreciate all of you guys coming on saying, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? Listen, keep doing what you're doing, sharing the show, sharing the message of the show to anybody, family, friends, whoever. But I cannot say this enough. There are people who think, this movement is can be stopped. Don't like the movement. You know what? I like y'all too. Just keep watching us from afar. Keep watching what we're doing. I appreciate all of you guys showing me the love, saying, hey, you had a bad week, like you said. What can we do to make it better? I had one lady say, I'll cook you a full course meal. I had, what's the lady name? Nanny, Miss Nanny said, I will bake you some pies, baby, and make it better. Miss Nanny, I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. I appreciate that love. I really do. Because I was saying I love pies, and she said, hey, I'll bake you some pies, baby. I'll make the best sweet potato pies in Texas. So I appreciate that, Miss Nanny. But listen, I cannot say to all of you guys, the love, that y'all share, and just the being behind me. You know, there are people who really don't want to see you succeed. They want to see you fall. They want to see you fail. And the sad part about it, sometimes it's family. Sometimes it's family that want to see you the most down. But guess what? The movement, you can't stop it. You can't stop the movement. Because one thing that everybody, the 3 million people, is saying, we love what you're doing. We love what you're standing for. We need that. We need that. And we want that. The United States has been hurting for a minute now with all that's going on. But I have people in the United States say, it's a breath of fresh air. It's great. You know, it's a great feel. You're bringing a new vibe back. You're bringing back something that we need. We're bringing back that family thing. And I appreciate everybody for that. Listen, like I said, there are people out there, they want to see you fall. Look, people attack your character. They try to say this, say that. I guess it makes them feel better. You know, it makes them feel better to try to do that. But guess what? You can't stop it. That's why I'm so excited. You know, I wanted to share some news with somebody, and they just had a bad attitude, so you couldn't share it. So you just keep moving, because I'm realizing not everybody's for you or want to see you win. There are some people just simply want to take you down just because. But let me say this, and I don't talk about religion on here. I don't. But I'm God built and I'm God made. You can't touch his anointing. I'm going to say that again. I'm God built. I'm God made. You can't touch his anointing. So whatever y'all feel, we the people, and I say we the people, as everybody, the 3 million of us, we are part of this movement. Y'all making this movement and a great movement. A great movement online. I appreciate everybody. When are the Visa cards coming? We want the Visa cards. When are they coming? I'm sorry I announced it last week. I'm sorry I announced it. They're coming. They're in production. They're coming. And I appreciate also, I announced online about people coming to subscribe to the show. The great part about that is subscribing to the show. You become a member, a part of this organization and what we do. Listen, I don't get anything from this. We share this with the people who need it the most. You know, we did the toy drive. We share with the people that need it the most. And that's what we're all about. So I'll say this. Get on, subscribe to the BBS Radio station and TV, and subscribe to it. You can subscribe as little as $2.99. Subscribe to it, because that goes to help not just myself in this production, because it's a production. What most people don't know, it's more than a podcast. It's a radio and TV, and it takes people. Everybody's got to get paid, so it's a production. It's behind the scenes people that you don't see in here. You know, so it takes a lot to make this movement go on. And I think a lot of people thought it was just, you know, oh, somebody just, you know, getting on and holding the camera. No, it's more than that. And if you go to everywhere, we're all over. We're on every site you could think of. We're all over, and we're getting so many reviews about us and what we're doing, not from the people now, from organizations and groups. Humbly, we appreciate that. Humbly, we appreciate that. So anybody who's not with the movement, I don't know why you still watch it. I don't know why you got it on. I don't know. I guess you just want to see. But this is God's plan. This is God's plan, and you can't stop it. You can't stop it, because our plan and our mission is to help people, to see people happy. Something we've been missing for a while, and family. Listen, I'm here at the Beautiful Renaissance, like I said, and there's a beautiful wedding going on. I had a chance to talk to some of the Indian people who are having the wedding here. Great people. And it just warms my heart to see, because I'm like, I want to get there. I want to do that. I want to have that life, that married life, man. It's a great feeling. And I've been getting a lot of questions online. I've been getting a lot of questions online. But listen, back to what I'm saying. This thing that we're doing in this movement, we love it. We appreciate you. And as always on this platform, on always, we're going to help somebody, help somebody. That's what I'm saying. Help somebody, help somebody. Also, I want to say tomorrow night, we finally, they were supposed to be on when we were on the other station, and we had some movement around. So it was scheduling conflict with them and there. As you all know, Tony Braxton, Boys and Men and my boys, my guys, New Edition are on tour. So if you out, you see them, go check them out. The show is outstanding, I've heard. I will find out tomorrow night because I am going to reunite with my boys, All Access, in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., we will be there tomorrow. All Access, New Edition, Tony Braxton, Boys and Men. I can't wait. I've been hearing and seeing the reviews. I missed them in a couple of places. But tomorrow night, we will be in Washington, D.C. for the New Edition show. So stay tuned. We're gonna put some pictures, but stay tuned. It's going to be an amazing show. And who knows? Y'all got to go back online. Maybe we'll give another all-access pass out to the show. Tomorrow night, Washington, D.C., New Edition, Talking with Ron, tomorrow night. Now, as always, we have great guests. We have great people. We have productive people. We have productive guests. And my guests, my next guest is no shy of that. No shy of that and what he does and what he do. And again, that's helping people, and we appreciate that. My next guest I want to bring on, Mr. Richard Cummings with Organic Skincare. Richard, are you there, sir? Richard, are you there, sir?
I am here.
Yes, sir. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us with what you have going on. Listen, the products, amazing. I'm not gonna sell. I'm gonna let you tell us a little bit about your company and how you came to have this company about.
Sure thing. Well, I'm here to find a mommy for my supercharged skincare line. And this skincare line was developed out of misery.
Okay, okay.
A little bit of history. I acquired a disease known as Morgellons disease. Have you ever heard of that, Tony?
Yes, sir. Ron, yes, sir.
Good. It is a miserable disease, and it causes itching to the point where you want to jump off a bridge. You can't stand it. You have to jump into a hot tub of water. Filaments and fibers grow out of your skin that are not supposed to be there. There are biting sensations, like there's something that's kind of is biting your bone, and the physicians have no answer for it. In fact, they believe it's more of a mental thing, which is amazing to me, you know. So out of this misery came discovery of a diet that I discovered. It's called the King Diet. And okay. I mean, have you ever heard of a diet where you don't eat carrots or peas or olive oil?
No, not the good stuff. No, I've never heard of that.
Well, this diet, if you eat peas, it's got three stages. And if you eat peas or have olive oil or corn oil or any kind of oil except real butter or rice bran oil or animal fat, you're going to itch like crazy, you know, because that's what these things do. They feed off of certain foods, and I believe it has to do with the vibrations. I don't know if you've ever heard of Rifing, but there was many, many years ago, back in the 30s, a Dr. Rife invented the Rifing machine, and he was curing people of bacterial problems and maybe cancer and viruses simply by having a machine that had certain vibrations. So everything we see and touch has a vibration, and these foods, certain foods, the ones, some of them that are healthy for us, actually cause these organisms to become stronger. Okay. And of course, foods like wheat and sugar and all the junk foods and the sodas, they're off the list, absolutely. But, you know, even one little Tic Tac breath mint and you're off this diet. But once people are on this diet, the itching and the symptoms all go away. So I was fortunate enough to discover the diet back in the 90s, and I've helped more people over these 20-some years than the doctors can even touch because they just don't have anything for it, nothing
So,
to
you are the
work
original
with.
founder of this diet. You're the original founder of this diet.
Yes, in fact, my book is How to Get Your Life Back from Margellans and Other Skin Parasites,
Okay, okay.
and which the diet is there. Well, that takes care of the inside. And around 2014, I happened upon this ingredient. It's li Have you ever heard of carbon in liquid form?
No, sir, I have not.
Well, nobody else has either, but and probably it's the best kept secret in the entire world, because I can guarantee you, if you talk to 1,000 chemists and said, "Can carbon be in the liquid form?" they'll tell you absolutely not. But through a special process of taking corn extracts, rice, oats, and natural alcohols, at the other end comes out liquid carbon, which is amazing.
Okay.
Now, what does liquid carbon do? Well, it's a surfactant. It breaks up water instead of being like H20O10 because of the molecular bonding. Water is not H2O, but it's a larger molecule. And the carbon is 6 angstroms in size. So it takes this water deep inside the skin. So already I have the answer to the inside, because people with Margellans, it affects their mouths, it affects their gut, it affects their, I mean, some people end up being bipolar, paranoia, things of that nature. But so the inside, the diet works on them. The outside, this bioformed carbon, when we add it to our skin cream formulations, it goes deep inside the skin. It goes inside the pore, inside the cells, inside the pores, and cleans them out. And then that makes a big difference. So,
So what I don't mean to cut you off, but what causes this disease? I mean, because it's not something that's on a broad scale that the average person or American would know about. So what causes this disease, and is it a rare disease, or it is more common than what we think?
well, it's a lot more common than what we think, because you can pick it up anywhere. What causes it is unknown. You can connect it maybe to the chemtrails. You can connect it to maybe Plum Island research. You can connect it to who knows? All we know, it's very predominant. Like, for instance, where do you find it? Last Friday, I went to the county courthouse and was filling out some paperwork, and I felt some itching on my skin. And I looked down, and you can't see it now, but right there was, I noticed a big purple area. It's like psoriasis looks. You've seen people with psoriasis, that purplish enough. So for me, Morgellons is like that. And if I didn't know what to do about it, by now I'd have a big lesion there with filaments and fibers growing out, and I'd be getting scared as hell because I wouldn't know what to do. But fortunately, I am equipped with my products, and just applying it daily a couple of times a day, and now it's just about all gone, basically invisible.
Is it fatal?
No,
Okay.
it is not fatal. It makes you wish you d were dead. Because the itching is to the point where it feels like it's under the skin, like you're sleeping on shards of glass. And not everybody is affected to the same degree. Some people, it's a minor problem. Others, it really, I worked with a gal in South Africa who used to do my writing, and she couldn't, she was economically suppressed and couldn't really afford her own place. And it's an environmental thing, so she couldn't control her environment. She couldn't control her diet. Eventually, she took her life because it was just too much for her.
Oh, wow.
So it's more likely that people are going to take their lives than suffer with it.
So why do we not have this disease in more of the forefront, or we don't know about it as much as the masses would know about any other type of disease or thing like that, and especially if it drives you crazy, like you're saying, or it takes you out of, it causes you so much misery. Why do you think we're not to the masses with this? We are now on this show, but why the masses don't know about it? Is it because people just don't know what to do, or the doctors are keeping it quiet, or what? Why are we not
Well,
to the masses?
people don't know what to do about it. And when they go to doctors, the doctors diagnose them as being delusional,
Oh,
meaning it's not real.
okay.
And then they begin thinking they're crazy and whatever. But Lyme disease, for instance, there are some people who believe Lyme disease is connected to it. Now, you've heard about Lyme disease, right?
Yes.
Okay, that was back in the 70s. And back in the 70s, doctors didn't believe in Lyme disease. They thought it was in the head, too.
Okay.
And it took about 20 years for the doctors to be connected and realize there is a thing called Lyme disease. Now, the statistics say that 8.1 people out of 100,000 have Lyme disease. Okay? 8.1 out of 100,000. There was a researcher at Mayo Clinic, who estimates that 27 people out of 100,000 are diagnosed as being delusional. 27, that's three times more than Lyme disease, basically. There was a study done in 2002 by the National Pedulosis Society, the Lyse Society, that found out of 20 people diagnosed with delusions of parasitosis, they found 18 of them being infected with another skin parasite, which is called Columbola springtails. They're also known as snow fleas. These are the typical names they go by. And that organism is as bad, if not, in fact, 90% of the people who have Morgellons also have this organism. So if you take that number, 18 out of 20 that are diagnosed with delusions of parasitosis, and that was even before they knew about Morgellons disease, before they knew what that word meant. It means then that if we go by those numbers, this is a quiet epidemic.
And how has it progressed till now? Or when you discovered this, how has it progressed till now? We're in 2026. How has it have there been more cases? How has it progressed right now in where we are in this day and age
Well,
right now?
unfortunately, when you go to the doctor, if you mention the word Morgellons, you're going to be diagnosed as having delusions of parasitosis.
Okay.
That's a very few people who go to doctors will find a doctor say, "Well, I think you might have Morgellons, but I don't know what to do about it." That would be the best possible answer ever. But more likely, I remember a lady sharing a story where she drove 5 hours to see this super duper specialist in parasitology, and it was training day for him. He was training four or five interns. So she was in a room, she was disrobed, and they all came in, and the doctors, "This is what people do to themselves. She's got delusions of parasitosis." How embarrassing. You travel 5 hours, spend probably $800 for the appointment, and then, that's the state of the art, unfortunately. Now, with Facebook, if you go to Facebook and you look up Morgellons groups, then you're going to see all kinds of pictures. This is where people are finally coming together. They don't know what to do about it, but at least that's where they start. And, here, I don't know if you can see on the cover of this book, there are some pictures of stuff that comes out of people's skin.
Oh, wow. Yes, I do
This is
see that.
real. One lady reported to me, and she took a picture of it. It was a spider that came out of her skin, and it had not 8 legs, 16 legs. People have barbs coming out of their skin. Now, not everybody, like I said earlier, people have it to differing degrees. Like a husband might have it, but he said, no, it's not bothering me, and he just itches, and that's his life, and it gets around, and she is dramatically affected, and he thinks she's crazy. So we have a problem there as well, because they listen to the doctor, and the doctor is right. There are many stories of people going to the physician with their spouse and ending up going right to the mental institution because the doctor says, that's not real. You have a mental problem, and they commit them right then and there. So, anyway, my supercharged creams and lotions, I'm looking for a mommy, a celebrity, a well-known celebrity, to adopt them, make them her own name, because what they do, the diet takes care of the inside. This cleans the outside, the skin. It go there is no other I mean, you can go on any AI or any search engine and search, do skin creams and lotions clean under the skin, clean inside the skin? And the answer is no. None
So
do.
Richard, just let the people know, what is your occupation by trade, even before you started this? Let them know what did you do prior to.
I was a chemical engineer for the first 10 years of my life, and then I jumped ship. I was a very quiet and shy guy, and thought I wanted to get outside of a. Engineers work in cubicles. There's no social activity. You socialize with your the other engineers, but that's it. Then I opened up a biofeedback and stress management center, operated that for about 15 years. And then I started manufacturing Waterlooth gutter guards, which I don't know why that's still on the screen here, but it still is. And then in 2014, I started the skin creams and lotions, being the best that helped people get rid of the itching and the biting. As I said, I went to the courthouse. I came back with Margellans. I didn't go with Margellans. I came back with Margellans. And fortunately, because I have my own products, it's a blip in my life. Otherwise, this could be a major issue.
You started this out of your need and what happened to you correctly, with Margallen, right? It was how you invented this and came about to this product, right?
Absolutely. I took a lemon of life, and the lemon was suffering from these organisms. And I made lemonade out of it by discovering, number one, the diet, and number two, the skin creams and lotions that are also salon grade. See, when a woman uses these skin creams and lotions, they require less makeup. It
Oh,
gets
wow.
rid of a lot of the blemishes that women suffer with.
And
Restorative
I think
resting.
women are beautiful without it. So this helps take away a lot of that, right? The less makeup, as you said.
Less makeup, yeah, require a lot less makeup, because it takes away the redness sometimes that they'll use makeup to cover it. If you have a wart or something on your skin, it's going to clean it like that. So it
Okay.
does. It's that's why I call it supercharged. It does what
Supercharge.
no other skin cream in the world does.
Supercharge. So have you maybe thought about, other than trying to find someone to help take it further, celebrity wise, have you thought of co-partnering with the government on this, or you just want to stay independent with this particular product and just keep doing it? Because I'm sure you're having great success. I read your bio and your story of all of this, so I'm sure you're having great success with it, even as it is.
Yeah, it's very successful in my niche market. I'm thinking of a celebrity because people are attracted to celebrities, but I'm open if anyone has any ideas that that could take a product like this and make it national and international. I'm
So, So,
Where
Richard, do you also, can people just use it for other uses, or do you have other products like for other uses, or how does that work? Can you use it for other uses, or is it just for Morgallon?
This is the best toothpaste in the world.
Wow. Okay.
It's called, I call it sweet water baking soda toothpaste. And
And it's organic.
it's from baking soda, the bioform carbon, cloves, peppermint, eggshells. And after you brush your teeth with this, why it's called sweet water is because after you brush your teeth with it, you'll be incredibly thirsty and you'll drink and drink and drink. And hydration is a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Most of us don't get
Studies
enough
prove
water.
that. So is whitener too, or is it just simply just is it whitener and for your breath, or if it's just what is it for the toothpaste of the product for?
The toothpaste, well, it's fluoride free,
Okay.
and that's important because there's a it's still here in 2026. There's a an argument about whether fluoride is good or not. Most dentists believe that fluoride's good for you, but most people in the holistic field of health find that declare that fluoride's no good. Why? Because aluminum, and we get aluminum in our bodies, they connect together and contribute to Alzheimer's disease.
Okay.
So that's one aspect of it. And you can do research and you can find research both ways. You can find, yeah, fluoride is good and fluoride's no good. And so what I've done is I've gone online and studied all these ingredients, and I find that they do everything that toothpaste does. Now, toothpaste also, if you look at the ingredients, some of the toothpaste contains sugar. Some of the toothpaste contain SLS. Do you know what SLS is?
No, it sounds like a tongue twister,
Sodium
though.
lauryl sulfate. It's
Okay, okay.
found in detergents that you wash your clothes in.
Okay.
What the hell is it doing in toothpaste?
Yeah.
And it's got they have glycol in it. They have a lot of chemicals in it. And they, if you're under 6 years of age, they tell you you're not supposed to swallow it. So your mother keeps you from swallowing it. Spit it out. It's a problem. The commercial toothpaste that you find. I like this because there's no, do you like dealing with toothpaste tubes?
No, they're aggravating that time. I mean, we don't have any too much of a choice, but they're aggravating that time,
Well, this is cool. You just take it off the top, you dip your toothbrush in it, and you brush your teeth. And if it starts drying out, you add a little bit of water and to your liking, and you never have to deal with a stupid tooth tube.
but no. So, Richard, tell everybody, all my wonderful new 3 million listeners. We just scanned another million, well, half, but 3 million total. But tell them where can they get these wonderful products that you have from your website. Where can they reach you for is getting these products from?
It's very easy. It's the organicskincare.com. Flows real nice. Theorganicskincare.com, and you'll find all of our products there. Insect bites. Have you ever been bitten by red ants?
No, thank God I haven't. No, I have not.
Man, they burn like, oh, you don't want to know. You apply this to the insect bite, 5 minutes, it's gone.
Wait, so the toupee you can apply to an insect bite?
No, the bioform carbon.
Oh,
So
okay. I was going to say.
it's a liquid too. So we just dilute the bioform carbon into a diluted water substance, and you just spray it on, or you apply it to any insect bite, poison ivy, poison sumac, gone that quick. I even had one person claim that he got rid of MRSA using it.
Wow.
Everything his doctor tried didn't work. And
So
I
I wanted to hear about this, Richard. I think it was Keisha or Mark. One of them told me that you were telling them when they initially spoke with you, you were telling them that you had something that is good on grass too. I was so intrigued to hear about this and know it. I'm asking them, and they're like, I don't know. He just said. So what is that that you said you can use on grass too, or is
No,
that right?
it's the same stuff you would put on your skin.
And you can
And
use it on grass.
you can spray it on grass. What it does is it re remember, it's carbon, liquid carbon. And carbon breaks things down. That's what it does. So it will remediate pesticides that were previously used on the grass. So it makes the grass even healthier. You can spray it on rose bushes. You can spray it on all kinds of oriental trees and flowers. It is effective against all the organisms that attack the plant.
Okay.
We can't call it a pesticide because it has no pesticide in it. It's
Okay.
only carbon. So we call it a plant shield.
So these products that you have, how long does it take for you to come up with this, or how much research do you have to do in working on it to bring it to the forefront?
Well, like for instance, the skin cream, you can take any formulation as I did, and with the various, coconut oils and jojoba oil and things of that nature that go in here, and then you have to figure out how to integrate the liquid carbon so that you still end up with a cream and not with a soup.
Okay.
So that took a year to figure out the combination. So I ended up with a cream and not soup.
And the other products that you have, I mean, I'm fascinated by this. What's like, how do you just come up? I know with the Medellin you came up because it was a personal use on you, but how do you just come up with it? Like even the toupee, how did you like, I know you're a chemist by trade, but how do you manage to dip into these type of things and go further and research on them?
Well, like for instance, laundry soap. Laundry soap detergents have been around forever and ever. And I looked at it and realized that, we could make adjustments in the formula and have an organic. See, even our degreaser, we can use degreasers, a marine degreaser. You can use it on your engines, on your boat. It can be discharged into the water. Because it's biodegradable. So
Okay,
our laundry soap is biodegradable. Nothing goes in to poison the environment. It's biodegradable.
and all your products, and I assume because the company's name organic, all your products are organic and healthy for the consumer to use, correct?
That's right. Hypoallergenic. The bioformed carbon is hypoallergenic. We're now working on a line of baby products
Okay.
for rashes, for showering, for shampoo, for soaps, coming out with a whole line of baby products.
Okay. How soon will that become fruition, or is that just it's just a started idea now? Because it's babies everywhere. The rashes is probably one of the more common things out there.
Absolutely. Well, all of the design work is done. The formulas are done. Now we just have to take the formulas into the lab and adjust them to get them right. So again, the creams are creams and not soup. So and that could take a month or two. I don't think because we'll be going on the experience that we have already invested in developing these creams and lotions. So we have a better idea of how to go with the formulations.
And I'm sure the reason why I'm saying that because I'm sure a lot of my audience are women from all over, and I'm sure they have kids, and I think it's something that they would be really interested in. So that's why I'm kind of elaborating on it because I know they're gonna ask about it or say something about it. And especially when you're saying you're curing baby rashes with baby rashes with something organic and not with chemicals in it. That's great.
Yeah. Have you ever smelled that Desitin lotion they use?
No, I have not. It's been a while. It's been a while for me. It's been a while for me, but I have not.
Terrible stuff. And this smells good. I mean, we don't add with babies, you don't add fragrances. They because babies and fragrances, their skin is not really up to that point. So we keep the fragrances out. And all the fragrances that we do use for the peppermint, the lavender, everything is organic. So you're not getting a chemical because labels can be confusing. Anybody can say natural lavender, but that could be a chemical right from the chemical plant. So we use organic essential oils.
Okay. What else? I wanted to ask you earlier when you were speaking. So, is this disease kind of is it common for kids also, or is it just strictly adults, or like is it leaning toward one side, like male or female, or is it kids are susceptible to it too?
Fantastic question there. Okay, I'll start with adults. I'd say that probably 80% of the people that are in my mailing list are women. The other
Okay.
20% are men.
Okay.
Now, is it because men can bear more itching? I don't know, Or is it that because they are less likely to look for help? I don't know. Like for instance, years ago, back in the oh, get maybe 20 years ago, I was wondering if tobacco smoking would make a difference, because nicotine is an antiparasitic, and I was just wondering. So I sent out a questionnaire: Do you smoke or do you not smoke? And so I got a lot of questionnaires back. They don't smoke. I'm thinking, oh well, okay then. Smoking is a good thing. If you smoke, you're not going to be bothered by them. And then about 15 days later, I get back a whole bunch of questionnaires from smokers. What's that tell me? Smokers procrastinate. They get it just as much. Now, children and babies, that is harrowing. Many of the people that are dealing with it are the older set, 15 above, 16 above, such as me. The biggest issue and the biggest fear is giving it to their grandchildren, and many have. And in situations where you have shared parental rights, it is really a big problem because the mother's got it. Then when the kid comes, we take care of, we bathe him, we feed him the right food, and then it goes back to daddy, and all the good things that mommy did is disrupted, and he's back in an environment where you see people with these organisms and diseases. They are walking, talking, breathing parasite machines. The filaments and fibers come off of their skin, and those are infectious. The calambula, the organisms, they jump off of you. They're called springtails. That's why they're called springtails. They spring, and they can spring up about a foot to 18 inches. So people with them on their skin, they jump off. They'll jump onto furniture. They'll jump into the automobile. They'll jump onto another person. You can pick this up in a five-star hotel room. You can pick it up on first-class airliner. I picked it up at the courthouse. It's everywhere.
Yeah, so if you picked up at the courthouse, I guess you can pick it up anywhere and everywhere. Once again, Richard, tell everybody how they can get this product. And by the way, I never received a toupee unless you gave it to my staff. I never received any.
I'll be
But
glad to send you some.
thank you, sir.
But
But tell everyone.
only if you bring it on a show and brush your teeth with
Well, look, now wait a minute. That's sponsorship. That's another thing. But
it.
tell everyone how can they reach you? Once again, your website, how they can get in touch with you. Maybe even want to speak to you because I'm sure my listeners will be very curious about this. And bring it to the forefront all around the world. So just tell them more of how they can get in touch with you. And the website to reach you on.
Okay, the easy way is to go to Amazon and look up Morgellons Books, and you'll find this one. It's got over 264 and 5-star reviews.
Oh, wow.
And if you, for the skin creams and lotions, you go to THE, the organicskincare.com, theorganicskincare.com. If you're dealing or think you're dealing with parasites, you go to morgellonssolutions.com, morgellons solutions.com, and you enroll in my free program. They get the diet for free, they get the book for free, they get coaching for free, they get a lot for free.
Oh, you can't beat that. You cannot beat that, Richard. You really cannot. Y'all hear that? It's free. That's you don't get no better than that. Free. And he said it's free. Y'all heard that only on Talking with Ron. You get that for free. So go do what you need to do, download it, look it, do your research. Because it's all about people being healthy and living great lives, and not having the misery or going to the doctor, like Richard said, and the doctor saying, oh, basically, nah, that's you're just losing your mind there for a minute. It. You'll be all right. So definitely support Richard. Support the company. Everything's organic, and that's what we need this day and age because we fill our bodies and up with so much of chemicals and stuff. So when you find somebody like Richard and his company that have organic stuff that can help you heal you. One quick question before I let you go, Richard. The cream, the lotion, the cream. Can you use it just every day-to-day basis? Just for the lotion type, or is it strictly for the disease?
Oh no, this is a salon grade cream, and that's why I'm looking for a mommy to bring it from the market where I developed it and bring it to women everywhere who want to wear less makeup and have a better complexion and better skin. So we have an exfoliant. So you take the this is like a skincare thing that most women go through. First of all, they use makeup remover. We have a makeup remover. You apply the makeup remover, you get all the old makeup off, and it actually feeds your skin too. Then you apply the exfoliant, you rub it in, and then wipe it off. And then you apply the revitalization cream, which is what I was showing you earlier. There's also a skin balance serum that you can utilize. So it's a full set, a full program. We have cucumber eye cream
Oh,
as
wow.
well. We
Wow.
have lipstick with it in. We have skin balms. We have a full line of products.
So listen, I'm gonna say this for you, Richard. You got to pay me. I'm becoming a spokesman for you. But listen, all you beautiful ladies out there, Richard has just named some of these great things. We have Family Day coming up in July. Hey, all you beautiful ladies out there, you moms, you want to feel special, look special. Support Richard, one, but support something where it's organic, where you feel good about yourself. Like you said, the cucumber. I know I travel a lot, and I need that on my eyes just for waking up and going to sleep. But the lipstick, I don't need that. But all the great things that he's saying and the
Well, it's
good
a
part.
lip balm.
Lip balm, lip balm.
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't. Well, fellas, we might can use a little bit of lip balm. Just depends on how it looks. But all this is organic, great stuff. And it's stuff that can help, and it preserves your life and your skin. And that's what we want. That's why we were looking so forward to have Richard on there because we will definitely have him back. Organic stuff, organic movement. And that's what we need. So all my beautiful ladies out there, my beautiful moms, all you ladies are beautiful. Go to Richard's sites, look it up, support him, get your organic stuff, and put it to use, good use. And then you don't have to worry about no chemicals later on being found or something going wrong or anything that may go along with all that stuff that you use because you'll be using organic. Listen, Richard, it has been a pleasure, sir. We have truly enjoyed you very, very, very much. Thank you so much for all the information. Anything else you would like to say before we farewell?
Well, thank you for having me on, Ron. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Anytime, sir. Anytime.
It's very good. So, yes, do support me. I appreciate it. Theorganicskincare.com.
We
Thank you.
definitely will, and we're definitely going to get you back, Richard. We're definitely going to get you back. So everybody, go out there, support Richard. Great guy, great product. I can't say enough, and I'm gonna be looking for my toupee, Richard.
Okay.
I don't too much need the lip balm, but no.
Well, with this chapped skin, the chapped lips.
Yeah. That would help. Yeah, that would help. And fellas, let me just say this before Richard go. Don't be shy about it, because some of this stuff that he has, you can use too. It's not limited to ladies. We're not pushing a tail on just the ladies. It can work, and it will work for you. So fellas, don't be shy about it. Support him, go get it, try it. And hey Richard, we're gonna look to try to find you that sports mark person that you're looking for, that mommy that you're looking for. But once again, it has been a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much for coming on, and hopefully we can have you back in the near future, and get those sponsor products on our show too. So, but thank you so
Okay,
much.
Ryan, thank you.
It's been a
Okay,
pleasure. Thank
same
you.
here. Bye.
Once again, you can't say enough. We always put the guests on. We put the guests on that matter, that can help, that can do things. And that was just a prime example of it. Richard, listen, people, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. I told you we had some news prior to coming on, which y'all made that news, the 3 million y'all, but I want to share something else with you guys. So we have been working, and we're getting that to going. And we want all of y'all, we have an exclusive candle line coming. This not the Talking with Ron Council. Won't be no Talking with Ron planning on it. This is an exclusive candle line. We're in the works of getting it all manufactured and put together. We've talked to the manufacturer. I think we're going sometime soon to the manufacturer itself and choose our product, right? Okay, so we're doing that. We're doing that. We're doing that. So it's an exclusive candle line. It's not something that you can go to your little local stores and get on this. This is an exclusive candle line. It's going to have an acquired taste. Excuse me, not taste. Please don't taste it. Smell to it. So we want y'all to go out and support that. Will be ours from Talking with Ron, this show. But we want y'all to go out and hey, you want to have a nice romantic night with somebody you love or something like that, just go out and do that. Or you just want to plant those nice candles and what we're going to be doing. I'm so excited about all the stuff we got. Listen, the Visa cards are coming out. Remember, we're going to do the after show today for a little while, because I got some people want to talk here, but we're going to do the after show for a little while. I'm going to talk to you guys. We're going to give away five $100 Visa cards. As always, you guys, thank you so much for celebrating with us, for making us what we are. Talking with Ron. Y'all stay safe. Can't wait to talk to y'all again. God bless. Oh, we're going to celebrate now. So if you're here at the hotel, come on down to the lobby. Let's have a drink and let's talk. I love to meet everybody. We are here, so come on down. If you're in the area, come on, drive over. I'd love to meet you all and take a picture or talk to you. Come on by. Let's talk, you guys. I'm waiting.